For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. These are the morning headlines for Monday, June 7th, 2021. Yesterday evening, police responded to a motorcycle accident in Ryrie, where a woman fell off the back of a motorcycle. Idaho State Police report Paul Letke from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, was traveling westbound on US 26 on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle when his passenger, Margaret Malburn, from Florida, fell off the back. She was transported to Eastern Idaho Medical Center to treat what they thought were non-life-threatening injuries. Police say she was most likely protected because of the full protective gear she was wearing, including a helmet. Today, the Monte Vista Bridge over the I-15 will be closed for repairs. Local News 8 reports Idaho Transportation Department crews will have the bridge closed until Wednesday for repairs. Residents east of the bridge are being asked to use Pocatello Creek Road and Booth Drive to access the neighborhood. Due to the Water Department's project happening on Jefferson Avenue, residents west of the bridge are asked to use East Pine Street and Franklin Avenue. The bridge will be reopened by Wednesday at 10 p.m. On Friday, BYU-Idaho announced it will return to full in-person classes for the fall semester. In an official notice, the school said it will continue to follow campus-wide sanitation, limited to physical distancing and mask requirements, at least the beginning of the semester. Those requirements could be modified throughout the semester. Fall registration will start on June 28th. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Monday, June 7th, 2021. I'm Emma Isaac. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.